you have to take today out of the total, you know, history of everything this week.
Yeah.
Because today is just crazy, you know, what's going on. So you take it out. But I think the greatest thing over the past couple of days has been the Tanya Roberts story.
Yeah, I don't understand what's been going on with Tanya Roberts. First she was dead, then she wasn't dead, then she's dead. Is she dead right now or not?
She's dead.
Are you sure?
Yes, we have a cause of death now.
Oh. So, was it COVID?
No. And I'm totally afraid to tell you, because the minute I tell you, you have it and you're gonna go to the doctor and you're gonna not know that you could die from this.
Oh no, what is it?
She died from a urinary tract infection.
What happened? She didn't drink enough cranberry juice and she didn't drink enough water.
I don't know. Her test came back negative for COVID, but she died of a urinary tract infection that spread to her kidneys, gallbladder, liver, and bloodstream.
Oh, what? That has to be rare. That's rare. Because the minute I have anything going on, I run right to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my elbow's been hurting me for more than a day. I already have an appointment with a sports medicine guy.
But she went and walked her dog on Christmas Eve. You walked your dog on Christmas Eve.
I did.
Yeah, then she collapsed. So she collapsed, went to the hospital. They said, no, you're COVID. You're fine. You don't have that, but you have this urinary tract infection. And she died.
But they're supposed to give broad spectrum antibiotics. I learned that from House.
They didn't know. I mean, it's because they're so busy with COVID now.
What? See, that's the scary thing. They're so focused on COVID that they're not looking for, you know, they say, like, if you hear hooves, think horses, not zebras. Mm-hmm. And they're so focused on horses, they're not looking for zebras, but there's zebras out there sometimes.
Yeah, Tanya Roberts. She went there and she collapsed and she had something wrong with her pee-pee. And
yeah, but
she
didn't
died.
She know? Listen, I've had urinary tract infections in the past.
Uh-oh.
You know you do. Like, it burns. You can't stop peeing. Like, you know, it's a thing. Like, you know there's something wrong down there. You know that it's not normal.
But it spread to the kidneys, gallbladder, liver,
but
and bloodstream.
But before it spreads, I'm saying, like, when you first have it, when you first, like, feel that tinge, women know that feeling. It's like, it's pressure on your bladder. It's not good. You immediately should go to the doctor and get yourself some antibiotics, and that's that.
See, I thought this was a cat disease, because you always hear cats have that.
Right, because the cat is not going to come to you and be like, you know, I got a little burning
meow.
Sensation when I pee in my litter box.
Meow.
But an adult woman should know the difference. She should have. How did she not know? She must have just.
See, I told you, the minute I bring it up to you, you're going to be focused on it and you're not going to be able to live it down because you have that now.
She must be one of those women that just does not like to go to a doctor. And whatever happened, she's probably, I'll be fine. You know, she did one of those. Not me. I'm this. You make fun of me being a hypochondriac, but it's why I'm still alive.
But I'm not dead from a urinary tract
I'm
infection.
I'm not dead from peeing.
Oh, I mean, what a horrible way to go, especially now during COVID.
Yeah, I know. What are the what percentage of women die of urinary tract infections?
1%,
now I have to know.
Like, she didn't die. She died twice, because she first died Monday night and we felt all bad. And then they came back and said, no, ta-da, she's not dead. And then we all felt stupid. And then she died again. So that kills you not once, but twice.